I'm delighted to be joined now by RNIB's probably one of the longest serving volunteers we have, Roy Eastwood, who began back in 1969. 53 years this year, if my maths is correct. Roy, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Now, 1969 was obviously a different place, a different time. What were you doing at that point? How old were you and how did you come to get involved?
I was 23 years old. I'd just, previous year, 1968, come down from Yorkshire to work in London on promotion. My job was a technical engineering electronics type job. So I had sort of skills to help with what was at that time the talking books. And what got me into it, I think, was a friend of mine who also joined the RNIB slightly before me, suggested that I might like to look into it. And the rest is history, as it were. So he's actually been doing it longer than I have. And I think he's still doing it now. He's based in Leeds in Yorkshire. So I'm not quite the longest serving. So at least one other person has been longer.
And did you have much experience of sight loss before that?
No, the only sort of thing that my grandmother had both cataracts operated on. And in those days, it was a major operation. She had to stay in hospital and it was, you know, quite a time for her. Being able to help people that were suffering from sight loss was useful, I think.
And what would you have been doing?
It was mainly visiting customers' houses, helping them with the talking books. Initially, it was magnetic tapes, which the main problem with that was that the tapes got wrapped around the capstan. If the capstan was picked up the oxide from the tapes, it stuck to the capstan and spilled out the tape. Also, the drive wheel used to get worn, so the voice was varying in pitch, which wasn't very easy to follow. So you had to change the rubber wheel and clean the heads and clean the capstan, etc. That was mainly what you were doing.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people try out volunteering. Not many do it for such a long time. What was it initially that you liked about it, Roy?
Well, you got to meet many different people. You know, it's rewarding that after you've been able to get them going again, they're so grateful. So you could see it was helping them. And of course, you do meet interesting people. When I converted to the technology role, I started doing computers, TV remote controls, other technology, tablets, phones and things like that. You meet interesting people. And I was called out to a person who had been blinded from 10 year old. So he'd been blind for most of his life and he's in his 70s now. He had a computer and he bought a new printer. And the printer obviously needed connecting to the Wi-Fi network. He was okay with the computer because he had a screen reader, JAWS, which helped him use the computer quite successfully. But of course, the printer didn't talk to him and he wasn't able to connect the printer to the Wi-Fi. So I was doing that and looked up on the desk. Above his desk was a photo frame. And in there was the fact that he'd been awarded the CBE. And so I asked him, his name's Mike. I said, Mike, you've got CBE? What's that for? It's obviously something significant. And he explained that he'd got it for services to the Paralympic Association. He'd actually competed in the first Winter Paralympics in 1976, and he competed in subsequent Winter Paralympics in the biathlon, which is cross-country skiing and shooting. So that was very interesting.
What's your current role?
Yeah, my current role is technology, which basically is anything tech. Devinder, as you know, is part of the Technology for Life team, and he basically organises me in the southeast near London. So it's visiting customers' homes, helping them with either TV remote controls, tablets, smartphones, computers, almost anything you can think of. Recently, it's mostly being TV remote controls, tablets and computers. Many of the customers have screen readers. If they're totally blind, they obviously have to rely on a screen reader like JAWS or Supernova, Dolphin. If they've got some residual sight, then they'll be using a Supernova with magnification or zoom text, something like that. The difficult ones are ones that have had sight and are starting to lose their sight. There comes a point where you've got to switch over from using your residual vision with magnification and making the screen fonts bigger and things like that. And at some point, you get to the point where that doesn't work anymore. So you then have to unlearn how you've used it before and use it with voice commands. The other thing that's changed with my role is that Davinder Kula, the Tech for Life coordinator, ran some sessions at Judd Street in London for visually impaired and blind people. And he wanted some volunteers to attend as well to help those people with the tablets and phones. After those sessions, we were asked to go look at the resource centre in Judd Street, which was run by a chap called John. And he showed us around that centre. He asked, does anybody know Excel, Microsoft Excel? And stupidly, I put my hand up. And as a result, he convinced me to volunteer there as well. So as well as visiting customers' premises now, I do help with the back office at Judd Street Product for Life store.
Well, you obviously get so much out of it.
It's very rewarding to see people come in to the shop looking for help, and most of them go away happy and relieved that they can find something that will help them.
Roy, RNIB are always on the lookout for volunteers, especially ones like yourself. What advice would you give to anyone that's thinking about giving volunteering a go?
Give it a go. I mean, it's so rewarding. You meet lots of interesting and good people, and it's really helpful to those people. So it just gives you a warm feeling you're doing something good.
And in terms of yourself, obviously 53 years, what does the future hold for you? How many more years do you have volunteering?
I don't know. It's who knows how long I can go on. But I'll go on as long as I can.
Well, listen, Roy, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you on RNIB Connect Radio. Good luck in the future, and I hope you have many more happy years volunteering for RNIB.
Thank you, Barry. That's very good of you. Thank you.